This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding over here in middle of Hay, which is the relationship of Umos Olam to Klal Yisrael, and the period of time when things were in formation, and once a decision had been made, people can be branches of something, but they can't be roots. Now, he adds there's one more exception to the rule. V'ulam chesed gadol asa kadosh baruch im kol ha'umos shetolo dinam oira zman matan teira v'hechses ha'teira al kulam shikabluhu. So at Matan Torah, he took around the Torah and he went to all Mish Mekablim. Im Hoya Mekablim Isa, had they received it, Adayin Hoya Efshalem Sheyes Alu Madrigasam, they still could have gone up a notch. They, Vashalom Madrigasa Shvele, Vikim Shle Rotsu, Oznigma Dil Nagamri, Vinista Mashar Bifnehem. וסיתום שאין לו פסיכה ואף זה נשא לכל איש ואיש מהנופים בפרטיהם שהזכאי בעצו וכן זכאי עושה את הסדון שעבור מבינו. A few things. First of all, he learns over here that every single person could have that the Umos Olam at Matan Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu went around to all Umos Olam. So one way of understanding this is that at Matan Torah Be'emes, the whole world was supposed to go back to the way it was. There was supposed to be a bittul of Misa, there was supposed to be a bittul of Yetzirah and things like that. And Klal Yisrael at least was at Madrega, which means in a certain sense it was a moment that anyone could go back to the Daiga of Adam Rishon Ve'achet, where there was no real chiluk between Yisrael and Adumas. That's one way of understanding it. The Maral actually has a different understanding of that Chazal. The Maral says it wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually went around to all the Umos and said, Rabbeisai, I'd like to have a word with you. Would you like to be Jewish or not? But rather, it means it's the dialogue of Chazal is a ki'ilu. Had a Kadosh Baruch Hu asked, this is what they would answer, because this is what they were all about. Now, the Maral says it's a way that Chazal express their unfitness to be the Amat Torah, because this is what they would say. In other words, it's like, imagine when I'm looking at somebody and I say, he's telling me bug off. He's telling me, why don't you engage me in conversation? What I mean to say is not that he's actually saying words, but his demeanor, or if I could read minds, this is what he would say. That's how the Maral learns it. So I don't know if the Ramchal would necessarily argue on this, but according to the Maral, it's a hagdara, it's sort of an understanding why none of this is possible. In other words, it's not possible to give Torah to Umos Olam because they're manifestly unsuited for it. There's something there, be'etzim. According to Ramchal, there was a second chance to come back, and they reject the second chance. Whether his understanding is there actually was a conversation, and there actually was a kind of, you know, back and forth, or it's just a description of what is the Metzias, I don't know. Ramchal could also like that. He adds one more point that I think is of significance. He says that every person can be Mizgaya, V'yikonis b'p'chiros etachs ilona shel Avraham Avinu. And of his own will, he comes into the tree of Avraham Avinu. And I think this is an important understanding. There is no such thing as a rootless Jew. Klal Yisrael is not a collection of people from different places who decided to be Jewish. It also needs to have a structure of a sheresh and a geza and a nofim. That's something that is that's something that's absolutely required across the board. There are no such things. So where does a ger fit in? A ger is from no place. The Aven Ezra says the word ger comes from gargir, which means like a lone berry, like, you know, it's something that is not really coming from anywhere. So the answer to that is that they become rooted in Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is an Av for all Gerim, which means that he comes from a Shoresh. He comes from someplace. There's a root of people who find a Kadosh Baruch on their own, and anyone who's found that is part of that branch. So he does become a ben of Avram Avinu, and that's the pshat why they ger is called ben Avram, and it says, you know, Nedive Amim Nesafu Yachad, Bito Shal Avram, Bas Nodiv, Bito Shal Avram Avinu Shenodva Liboy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are all expressions of the fact that Avram is a Shoresh for all Anofim that found it on their own. A very interesting corollary kind of to the idea of being a branch of something is in last week's parasha about the Megadiv, where he came to this Ohel and they told him, you don't belong here. He came here and told him, you don't belong here, because his father was not Jewish. So all of these are kind of reflections that Klal Yisrael works with people who are B'nai Mishpacha, B'nai Shevet, B'nai Avos. And if a person doesn't have, so unless you deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being your Sheirish, there's not, you're going to not have a place, so to speak, in Klal Yisrael. Two more points along this, once we're talking about it. The Rav Futner would point out a lot, it says when a ger comes, we try to dissuade him. So the Gemara lists two dissuasions. One is, and don't you know that Klal Yisrael today is wretched, miserable, and persecuted, and really, really doesn't pay to become a Jew? And he has to answer, Afal pi kein, I still would want to do it. Then it says we also teach him some of the difficult mitzvahs, some of the difficult mitzvahs, some easy mitzvahs, also in an attempt to dissuade him. You know what it's like, not to eat kebrotzel Pesach and stuff like that. We tell him how much Pesach Hotel costs, maybe, and you know, those are all things that would definitely most non-Jews don't earn in a year, but a Pesach Hotel costs for a week. So everyone used to say that there are two things in Geirus. One is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, and one is to become part of Klal Yisrael. Those are two separate points, both of them necessary. There's no such thing as becoming an observant, a Torah observant person and not being a member of Klal Yisrael. Geirus is bringing into Klal Yisrael, which includes a certain nationhood and a certain set of beliefs, practices, commitments. So, b'meila, you need the Kabbalah includes both, and that's why we try to discourage on both counts. That's a point Rav Futner would make. I want to tell you also a very interesting thing. There's a famous ma'aser from the Goyen. When Avram ben Ager was, Avram ben Avram, the famous Ger Tzedek in Vilna, was condemned to death, the Vilna Goyen visited him in jail. And he started crying. And the Goyen asked him, why are you crying? You should be happy, you're going Al Kiddush Hashem. So he told him, I'm not crying that I'm being put to death, but I'm crying since I was not born from a Jew, and since I never was zeichah to get married, I'm not rooted in Klal Yisrael. I basically never became part of Klal Yisrael. So the Goyen told him a Chazal. There's a Gersoris in this Chazal, but there's one place where the Gers is like this. It says, Ani Rishon Vani Achroin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, I am first and I am last. My Ani Rishon Vani Achroin. Ani Rishon Lemishein Le'av. Vani Achroin Lemishein Le'banim. In other words, for the person who was not zeichah to have a father, a ger, I am your sheirish, and for the person who wasn't zeichah to have children, I'm your achris. I'm your rishon, and I'm your achrin. Okay, vav ulam. He says lo hoisa gzeira lehavir suma seila, avo hoisa gzeira shishor madrega shvelas hazachainu. Their level of existence in terms of moral existence is Armishan Achachet. Vu Bechetoi Gormlashi Matze. Va Omnom Kimchen Bechine Nushis. Afal P. Shehishvala. So even though they're struggling with a lower form of stature, Rotzakashbok Shilam may ain't Mashur Lushis Hemitis. He wanted them to have, they're humans, so they have of the neshama. V'hainu she'olam neshama k'nishas me'Yisrael, afal pi she'ein madregosa madregas neshisrael, el ha'shvalam me'harbi. So they have a neshama, it is of the nature of a neshama k'la Yisrael, but of a much lower madrega. V'yele mitzvahs. They have mitzvahs. Yiknu v'matzachat gufis enafshis, gam k'nishroi b'chinosam v'mitzvahs me'noach. So the Ramchal's point is, and the Maral makes this point as well, on the Mishnah, Ratzakash Baruch Zach Yisrael Lefikor Herblom Torah Mitzvahs. So the Maral asks the obvious question: we seem to do much worse the more mitzvahs we get. What does it mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to mizak us, so he gets a lot of Torah mitzvahs. Lemaisa, we struggle with it. We seem to feel that the reason why we don't do well is because we got just so many Torah mitzvahs. If we have 2, 3, 4, 6 mitzvahs, we would ace it. So the Maral's teretz on it is that the amount of mitzvahs that we have is not just plumped onto a person. It is because we have needs and aptitudes that we have all these mitzvahs. Let's give a mashal. Imagine you buy 2 instruments, appliances, instruments, whatever you want. One of them has 1 knob, on and off. And one of them has knobs and dials and plugins and whatever, what have you not. So one person will say, well, this is much more sophisticated. With 1 knob, you put it on, 1 knob, you turn it off. The answer is, yeah, because all it can do is spin or not spin. That's it. All of the different madrigas, how hot the water is and how cold it is and what speed it's going and going forwards and backwards and whatever else it is, it doesn't have those choices. The mitzvahs are not the pshat as we and Umos HaOlam are the same. They got only 6 mitzvahs, and Hashem said, okay, don't worry, just you do these 6 mitzvahs, 7 mitzvahs, and you're fine, you're good to go, you're B'nei Olam Haba, Tzadikim. And for us, he said, we got your chosen nation. We've got Tayag mitzvahs and many other deraises that are not officially mitzvahs, and don't even ask about the Rabbanas, how many you've got. That's not the way it worked. It's the mitzvahs fit the person. A person with more aptitude and needs has a greater amount of mitzvahs, and vice versa. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is marbitas, we have more. So for the neshama of Bnei Noach, mitzvahs Bnei Noach are what brings out the ruchnius. It's much, much less sophisticated, nuanced, it's a much simpler version of it. V'hinei mitchilas habriyah nizmenu kol advorim yosem kach im yiyah sheyach ta'adam. O kumoy shenivru kol shayah zeken oshal t'nai, o kumamorim zuchayin nevracha. So he's adding here a caveat, an important point, which I guess is again other places also. Whenever you have cataclysmic changes, like, you know, Adam became a different type of person, and he went down a madrega. So doesn't that imply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original model was not good, and now he had to change it? Doesn't it imply a change in the Bria, a new Bria? How do we understand that? This is a question that was kind of asked. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is immutable, unchangeable, and Maitzah Breishis happen once and that's it, then how does it always happen? So the answer to that is that itself was built into the Bria. Adam can work just like you have on a computer. You can boot it to safe mode where it has much less functions, or you can boot it on a regular mode where it has many more functions. Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chatzila created Adam to either be on full mode, on Tayag Mitzvah mode, or on Zayin Mitzvah Menoach mode. Both of these are built into Adam, and Bechira was given for that. So how Bechira works vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea, that's a question that's really not answerable, and that's not this question. But it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu went back and he made an Adam 2.0, implying a new Bria and applying a change of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. Both of these modes were built into Adam from Bria itself. Adam could be Vani Amart El Himatem, Ubnei Elion Kolchem. That's one, Adam has that phase in himself. And Ochen Kodem Temusin is the second phase. So both of those phases of Adam are built into the person from the Bria. And then we have Bechira to choose. So once it's built in and once it's part of the Bria, it's not, the change lies not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the change lies in our choice, which is the part of our Bechira. So that's what the Ramchal is saying. V'hine metchilas ha-Bria nizminu kadvarim li-yosem kach, im yeshech to-Adam. This is how it was Chatchila made. So this is all part of the Chazal Tanai Hisna Maisa Breishis. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chatchila built a system that allows for being Matzliach, following and listening, to not being Matzliach, and then you know, the consequence and the changes and so on. Everything was built in and left up to Adam to make that decision. Okay, we'll hold it over here.